Das ist das Rotjacken Audio Service.
KC has been pretty successful in recent weeks. A lot of points. Started grabbing points on the road as well. Now a big home game coming up. How would you summarize the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think we're fairly happy with the results, but honestly, when we look at the standings, we've blown a lot of games where we should have won, and we're happy with where we are, but I think we could be even better. So we just got to be a little bit more consistent, and it doesn't matter who we're playing. If we're playing the first place team or the 10th place team, we got to come out with the same mindset of we're going to win the game, and we dictate the pace, and that hasn't always been the case, so we'll definitely want to try to do that tomorrow night.
On a personal level, still leading the league in points by defenseman with a big margin, having the best plus-minus on the KAC team. How happy are you with your performance so far?
I'm happy, but honestly, I don't really look at those things very much. I'm always worried about the 3 points at the end of the night and making sure the team's winning, and I feel like usually if I'm getting points, we have a good chance to win. So I'm just doing whatever it takes to help the team win. And I take a lot of pride in my D zone too. So if I'm getting those pluses, that's always nice as well. And not trying to do anything too fancy, just play to the best of my ability. And right now it's working for me.
Now we take on HCB Südtirol. Finalist the last year. They had a tough start to the season this year, but now won 12 of the last 13. Very dangerous team. Your thoughts on this opponent?
No surprise. We know what's going on. They're the hottest team in the league right now. We played them well at the start of the year, but they're a completely different team since then. New coaching and new style of play, and they're not a close opponent, but for some reason it feels kind of like a derby game against them. And it's always fun, and we somehow managed to get up against them in the playoffs a lot, so we got a bit of that rivalry going, and every game against them seems like a little bit like a playoff game, so we're excited for the challenge, and we're going to have to bring our best.
Bolzano has won 5 of the last 6 against Klagenfurt, and all 5 were one-goal wins. Why is it always so close? Why is it always so competitive against them?
Yeah, I think we play a little bit of a similar style, but it's just the competitive nature of the game, always being two of the better teams in the league. In order to be the best, you got to beat the best. So we know when we play them, it's going to be a tight matching game. And, I think we're maybe a little bit more defensive and they're a little bit more offensive. It's a good matchup, but it's usually a tight checking game and close scoring game. And hopefully tomorrow we're on top.
Heidi Horten Arena will be sold out to the last seat again. A lot of support this year. You've joined our organization in a time when stands were empty. Now we play in front of 4,500 almost every game. We think about the atmosphere here and then about the general buzz around the club.
It's awesome. Played in every rink in the league, and I'm a little bit biased, but I definitely say we have the best rink in the league. The facility right now is beautiful, and the renovations are amazing, but the fact that we can fill every seat every night is, that's what playing in Europe is all about. For me especially, I want to play in front of fans, and it's always a good atmosphere here, and we look forward to our home games, and even guys on the road when they come here, they say, yeah, you guys have an awesome rink, and it doesn't matter if it's a Tuesday night or a Friday night, it's always sold out, and it's always fun to play.
Perfect. Good luck for the game. Thank you.
Das war das Rotjacken Audio Service.